This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org.
The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, August 19th, 2020, The Memorial of St. John Eudes, by Father William Doc Holliday.
I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not be food for them. The words of my mouth, meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, the Lord our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is interesting to see the way the Lord works. The gospel this evening describes to us the way the Lord works. Not only do we not understand it, we regularly complain about it. We don't want to think that, we hear it all. What's the word? Fair. That's not fair that God does. That's not fair. Who is the arbiter of what you say? What categories of fairness are you using? God is not fair, to use human egalitarian terms. God played favorites among his apostles. Every time something really huge was happening, he took Peter, James, and John. Okay? He built the church on the back of Peter, and John was the disciple whom Jesus loved. No other apostle is called the disciple whom Jesus loved. Does that mean he didn't love the others? No, he loved John more. Fair? Human egalitarian terms? Nope. God's terms? Obviously. He is good. He is righteous. He does all things well, as we know from Scripture. We have to appreciate that. It is parable that is spoken in the gospel this evening. The householder is God, okay? And some people, he calls early in the morning. They're born into a faithful Catholic home. They're baptized, catechized, confirmed, live a life of faith, and they get heaven. And there are others. I have a soft spot in my heart for those others who were called in the 11th hour, and they receive, guess what? Heaven. When we look at what our Lord did, most people, if they're attentive and there are people of faith, they're okay with it. But again, from the human standpoint, we do have to understand how God works. God works the way he wants to. The first reading today from the book of Ezekiel, the whole reading is about God being very upset, let's just say that, with the shepherds in Israel. And he's not talking about people who keep sheep. Okay? He is talking about those whom he has placed to lead the people. He is livid over their malfeasance in doing what they're supposed to do. That reading right there, it should get us thinking. When you hear people say, you know, when you point out or you criticize something that goes on by the authorities in the church, well, the Holy Spirit wanted them to be there in that position, so he must be good. The Holy Spirit did want them in that position. They're just like these shepherds. He wanted those shepherds in their position also, but they were malfeasant. And he criticizes them. Okay? They're doing wrong. So let's not get into this because God wants something that it's going to miraculously happen in this world. There are some things indeed that do, but in the day-to-day running of things, this world, God will do what he will in this. Some people, by the power of his Holy Spirit, he keeps firm where they need to be. Others, he lets them go a little bit, and that's where we find problems. We see this throughout the lives of the saints. We see this in our own lives. There are some times when we think assuredly, God wants us to do something. There is no question that God wants me to do this. There is, you know, everything, it's a good thing. And then all of a sudden, for one reason or another, things just aren't coalescing. They're just not coming together. What does that tell us? That tells us that God might have wanted, you know, and he does things like this too. He might want to see how much you will do for him. He might want to see you try to do something, but that's what he wants to see. You trying to do it. You trying to build this up. You're trying to live this life of faith. You're trying to do these practices, and you find yourself wanting. This is because he wants us to always rely on him. It is very obvious when God wants something to work, because you know why? It does. But he fixes things along the way, the shepherds in Israel. He wanted them to be shepherds. They did not act the way he wanted them to do. He fixed it. He stepped in. The same thing happens in our lives. We are given a task, Christian duties, Catholic virtues. And we all have them to a lesser or greater extent. Another thing that God's not fair about, he does give some people some virtues in a much more abundant way than he gives others. Some people get a little bit across the board. Some get a moderate amount across the board. Some have, you know, they're a tremendous amount of this and none of that, hardly any at all. Okay? It's the way God works. We have to appreciate that. Today's the memorial of St. John Eudes. I love St. John Eudes. It's one of my favorites. St. John Eudes was a good priest. He was a good shepherd. The first reading, what is a shepherd? What does God have us doing here? He uses these agrarian illustrations, shepherds, vine dressers, things of that nature. That is truly what his servants do in this world. And this isn't just clerics, okay? It has to do with your, it's first and foremost your own heart, okay? You are the shepherd of your own heart. You are the vine dresser of your spiritual life, okay? But most people are part of a family where there's a hierarchy and they're in charge of this, that, or the other thing, this person, that person. Some people are supervisors at their office. Every person over whom you may have influence or over whom you may have responsibility, you have to understand that God wants you to act a certain way. He wants you to present the Catholic faith to them. He wants you to wear it on your sleeve. We have to appreciate that. This is what he wants us to do. St. John Eudes was such a priest. There are hundreds of thousands of priests over the face of the world. Every now and then one stands out. St. John Eudes was a standout. It's so interesting to look at it. Well, you know, that was back in the day. You know, that was in Ezekiel. That was the Old Testament. St. John Eudes, he was in the 17th century. Come on, things change. No, they don't. Because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you're his servant, you need to be presenting the virtues that have always been the same yesterday, today, and forever, because they come from God. That's why we call them spiritual fruits of the Holy Spirit. Okay? We have to appreciate that. They are divine in origin and God never changes. St. John Eudes, there's nothing new under the sun. St. John Eudes was ordained in 1625. In the year 1627 and into 1631, 4 years, there were off and on again, we would use the word pandemic. There were plagues, okay? You know what St. John Eudes did during the pandemics of his day? He didn't stay holed up somewhere because it wasn't prudent to go out and help people. He visited the sick, he gave them the sacraments, and he buried them when they died. And now, does that mean that you're imprudent in doing it? Nope, because you know what? He was authorized as one of a few of the brothers in the oratory who were to do this, and what it got them was to be able to sleep out in these little makeshift tents out in the middle of the field outside so they didn't make anybody else sick. So there's a sacrificial price to be paid, but you don't stop doing ministry. You don't stop. Like what I said, nothing new under the sun. You got a good priest doing what he's supposed to do for people who are getting or may get sick. And guess what? The Holy Church has recognized him as a saint. This is one of the heroic aspects of his life that stand out. We have to understand that when you embrace Jesus Christ, when you are a servant of his Sacred Heart, then these things are possible. It's when you're not a true servant. It's when you're a bad shepherd. And a bad shepherd is somebody who pays attention to himself or to the temporal. That's a bad shepherd. Those are the ones against whom our Lord is raising his ire in that first reading. Because if you are a servant of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as St. John Eudes, he, little footnote on St. John Eudes, we always know about St. Margaret Mary, who, that we always kind of put the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus on her plate. St. John Eudes was not only one who pushed for the liturgical cult of devotion to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. He says that if you're going to be devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, you have to be equally devoted to the Sacred or the Immaculate Heart of Mary, or in his day, as he referred to it, as the Holy Heart of Mary. The quote from him was, "You must never separate what God has so perfectly united. So closely are Jesus and Mary bound up with each other that whoever beholds Jesus sees Mary. Whoever loves Jesus loves Mary. Whoever has devotion to Jesus has devotion to Mary." He integrated the two. And because he integrated the two, he was able to live the heroic life that he did. St. John Eudes is a tremendous, tremendous subject upon whom we should focus for what we should expect of priests. If you've been here long enough, you know that every seminarian that comes to this place for their internship, every single one of them, I'm not an ogre when it comes to making them do this and making them do that, but I make every single one of them read St. John Eudes' book, The Priesthood, Its Dignities and Its Responsibilities. It is of necessity. And what's really kind of sad about it is St. John Eudes, I hear the seminarians talk about all this book and that book and that. None of them written by saints. A lot of them not even written by clerics. That's what they're getting for the priesthood and their formation now. And somebody like St. John Eudes, who is, and pray hard, he is actually, his cause to become a doctor of the church has been before the CDF since 2017. You think it would take less than 3 years to make a decision on something like that, given the man's holiness, given the fruits that have been borne by St. John Eudes. But I would actually submit to you, and this is conjecture, I always say I'm conjectural, I think one of the reasons is because if you make St. John Eudes the doctor of the church, then all of a sudden, guess what happens? The things that he says in his book about the dignities and the responsibilities of the priesthood. That was a doctor of the church that said that. We're not doing anything like that now. Read the book. They're doing the opposite of some of the things St. John Eudes said. That's why it's such a problem, I conjecture. God called St. John Eudes to be a shepherd, and he was a good one, and he has been recognized as such. We have to appreciate that. We have to pray for the cause that he become a doctor of the church, because it would be very helpful. But at the end of the day, what made St. John Eudes great? It was his devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That was what it was. That devotion to Christ and his mother, that devotion that has made, whether it would be explicit or not, and they're devoted depending on when they live, that has made all saints great. All saints, no matter who it is, were devoted to the Blessed Virgin. And all saints, of course, had Jesus Christ as the center of their lives. When we understand this, and we understand how God works as we started this out, when we understand these things, it is an appreciation of both the divine and also the temporal as far as how the divine works through it. And he works through it through his shepherds, and he works through it through his people in this world. So for all of us to be devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary would lay a foundation of the church that would advance the kingdom of Christ unimaginably, absolutely in an unfathomable manner in this world. But that's what it takes, is devotion. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.